Can you make that a little sharper? Perfect. I like a winged liner that could cut someone. And if he doesn't get this scene right, I might actually do that. No, I'm joking, I'm joking. Well, unless you know someone. Oh, I love that. Such a nice color. Oh, it's gorgeous. Good job. Can you give your card to my assistant? I would love to use you again. I have a. Yeah? And are we absolutely sure he's ready to actually act this time? He damn well better be. This is my second time in makeup today. It's not my fault he can't cry. I mean, come on. We're not in middle school. This isn't a play that we're putting on for our parents. This is a million-dollar movie. Fine, fine. Let me finish up here and let's go then. I'm ready. I've been ready. Thank you. Don't forget, give your card to my assistant, okay? Okay. See you later. Oh, hopefully not too soon. This is going to be a long, long I heard you're finally ready to show the cameras why they gave you that leading role. Finally. What? I didn't say anything. Maybe you're just paranoid. We're only 3 weeks behind filming schedule. What's another three? Yes, I'm ready. As long as Mr. Action Hero is ready to show the emotional availability of a small insect this time. Getting worked up? Good. Maybe you need a co-star who will push you past being mediocre. Yes, I'm in my spot. Showtime, Tiger. That's the problem with you. You're not sorry. You're only sorry we're about to compromise this mission. And I thought you were different. Oh, for fuck's sake, that's your line. You know what? That's it. I'm going to make you get this fucking scene right if it kills us both. Can we get 30 minutes, please? I'm going to take him to read lines in my trailer. I think that it's just a small problem. Can we have a break, please? I understand. I promise I'll make sure he comes back and Al Pacino's his way through this. Come on. We don't have all day. We've already wasted enough time. Please, stop wasting more of my time. I really could care less if you waste theirs, but my time is my money. I'm trying to be nice and help you because I can see this scene is giving you fits. So just walk. We're going to my trailer. Yes, I'm really going to go over lines with you. Duh. Look, I don't know who's running lines with you, but clearly they suck. I'm your co-star. I think you'll do a better job going through them with me in private. Away from everyone who thinks you're just naturally perfect. So just think of this as a favor. See? Makes more sense, right? Yeah. Don't get used to it, okay? I'm only helping you because I know how amazing this could be. And I'm trying to have you match my Oscar-worthy performance. Got it? Now get inside. And keep your paws off my private craft service cart. Oh, thanks. I like to be organized. It makes the entire experience of being away from everybody that I care about a little less tedious. Now, have a seat. Right there is fine. Okay, so before we start this, tell me what's giving you problems. Is it because you're not used to doing something so emotional? Look, I'm not trying to be a bitch. I'm really not. I just want to get back on filming schedule. You know what happens when this goes so wrong in the acting business, right? Well, this movie could get a sequel, but if we blow this, we'll never get it. I don't know about you, but I would like this paycheck again. That's what I thought. Deep breath. Another deep breath. Okay, now, tell me, is it because you're supposed to be drawing off of something that maybe you don't understand? Okay, so in this scene, the mission is compromised. I'm giving you the what for because I'm upset and sad, and we've just lost one of our friends, and you and I have had a bit of an on and off romantic thing. Now, we'll give you that. We have really good chemistry on set. What? No. No, I don't hate you. If being a bitch means being professional, then yeah, I'm a bitch. I'm not trying to upstage you. I'm just doing my job. No. No, I really, really do not care what other people think about me. I'm doing my best, and that's what matters. I put out a good movie. Got it? Now, if you think that I don't like you or that we're some kind of, I don't know, rivals, it's not true. I just know that you could be better, and it annoys me. Sorry, your face just now, you're so shocked. I'm sure that you're used to having women not tell you that, but it's true. You can always do better. Everybody can always do better. I can even do better. Yes, even me. Now, you don't have to think about something, I don't know, ultra sad. Just think about loss for a minute. I've got it. Was there a role that you really, really wanted and thought that you totally had it until the last minute when you didn't get it and you saw someone else, maybe someone that you didn't think deserved it? They got the role. Has that ever happened to you? Yeah. Well, it's happened to all of us, sadly. But I think you're a very good actor. I've seen pretty much all of your movies. Sorry. That's besides the point. Just think about that for a minute. Let that sink in. That's pretty much the same vibe for this scene. Punch up the emotion just a touch. Don't oversell it. That always comes off so phony. But if you do that, then this scene can have a bit of believability, which I know is asking a lot for a movie with this kind of plot, but we do our best, right? Okay. So now, I'm going to do my line, and I want you to do your line back to me. And think about what I just told you, okay? Perfect. Action. That's the problem with you. You're not sorry. You're only sorry we're about to compromise this mission. I really thought that you were different. No. No, I haven't thought about that, but you have to keep going. We can't just quit, and you can't say sorry when you know that you're not. So stop pretending. Stop pretending. If you want to do right by him, then you'll just keep going. Scene. Did you see how much better that was? You believed it yourself. I get it, okay? I know how difficult it is to do it in front of a million people. If you want to continue to run lines with each other, we can. It's not like we only have one scene together. We're pretty much in the entire movie acting beside each other. What do you mean would I really do that? Duh. I just said that. Okay. Cards on the table. I don't hate you. You can stop asking me that. Okay. I have this exterior because I know that I won't get taken seriously if I don't. Sad but true. Tell me I'm wrong. See, you can't. Our director is so incompetent sometimes. It's not your fault we're behind schedule, it's his, but you have made it a little bit worse with this one scene. I know that you're talented enough to get through all of the scenes that don't involve you punching someone in the face, okay? That's all I'm saying. What? Oh. That's right. We do have that tomorrow. Yeah, it is our first makeout scene. Did you want to try that? I mean, it might make it easier for you if we did. I know that kissing new people on set can be a little weird the first time, and if we got that scene and nailed it, we could move right on to the final action scene. They're filming that this weekend, and if we get a day ahead of it, we could probably get back on schedule. Okay. Okay, let's try. So, looking over the script, it looks like we're supposed to have our first kiss after that building behind us blows up. So no pressure. Okay, now, we're supposed to like each other, love each other, but we'll never admit it. I don't think we admit it for another 2 movies if it makes it past this one. So, it's gotta be... kind of sexy, sexual tension vibes, but maybe a little hesitant. Yes, exactly. Ugh, see, I knew you had something knocking around up in that skull. Okay, so you have the line, and then I lean in to kiss you. Well, that's what it says right here. What? Are you afraid you're gonna like it if I take control? Stop blushing. It's just a kiss. Now, action. You know what? You always look so much hotter when you just don't talk. Oh, right. End scene. Sorry. No, it's fine. We should probably go back to set. We only have a few more minutes. What? No. All right, fine. Look, I think the reason that this movie is even making it and sounding somewhat decent is because you and I have sexual tension that we could cut with a knife. I'm sure it's just the movie, though, right? Oh, I see. So, you're not 100% sure about that, are you? Well, if you want, I can tell you. I can tell you everything that you need to do and say, but I think it would be more fun if you just came out and said it. Ugh, stop. You know, as much as I do, that you I-fuck me any chance you get. I think that you just needed someone else to make the first move. Which is why, besides the fact of being professional, I told you to come run lines in my trailer with me. If I didn't want to fuck you, I would have suggested we do it somewhere else. But I do want to fuck you. Now, I would never come on to you if I didn't know that you also wanted it. So, I want you to say it. Tell me how badly you want me. That sounds so cute when you say it. It's almost like you're begging me. Does that feel good? Having me stroke your cock through your pants. I know. It's so deliciously infuriating. The fact that you want so badly for me to touch it. Just touch it, no clothes, but you can't have it. I mean, I would love to, but you haven't explicitly told me that you want me to. Is that something that you want? I know. Aren't I cruel? I think we both need this. There's a certain amount of stress involved in doing what we do, and if we don't take time to take care of ourselves, well, we're really doing ourselves a disservice in our job, and that simply won't do. You don't mind if I just get here to you? You have such nice legs, and you look so sturdy and strong. I guess it's all those action movies that I make fun of you about. Oh, hush. Don't talk about yourself that way. Your body is amazing. I love it. Who cares what magazines and paparazzi say? I'm telling you that I think you're sexy. The sexiest leading man I've ever had. And I like your legs. And I like. Grinding myself against your thigh like that. That's right. Move it back and forth for me. You do that, and I'll get rid of these pants for you. Just don't move, just like that. Enough that you can let me get that cock out. That's what you wanted anyway, isn't it? I'd heard the rumors. The rumors that you have a nice cock, duh. But I'm pleasantly surprised to see they're all correct. Oh, what's wrong? Am I driving you mad? Tell me what you want me to do and make it convincing. Yeah? Say please stroke my cock with your bare hand. You do sound nice like that. Is that good? Teasing the tip with my fingers while I grind my pussy on your thigh. But it's not enough, is it? I bet it's maddening, that I'm rubbing myself against you, but you can't quite feel it. And with this dress on, you can't really see my pussy either. Tell me you want to see it. Tell me you want to touch it. Yeah. Give me your hand. Fingers. Like that. Put them in my mouth. Get them nice and wet. That's good. Now, I want you, to put your fingers in between my thighs. Oh, see, isn't that good? Me stroking your cock while I'm straddling your thigh, and now, you get to feel how wet my pussy is for you. Tell me something. Have you thought about filling me up with this hard cock before? On days when I'm particularly bitchy, do you think about bending me over and pounding me until I'm just a brainless, drooling mess? Your fingers feel so good. If I had known you'd be this good, I would have suggested running lines earlier. That's right. Slow circles on my clit like that. Ooh, and your cock is just dripping pre-cum. You must really want to fuck me. It's okay. I might let you if you're a good boy. You have to promise me that you're going to do your best in that scene. Yeah. You gonna give them exactly what they want? Oh, good. Now stop. I said stop. I know. It must be torture to have to stop touching the thing you want so badly. But we're running out of time, and I need you inside me. Give me your fingers. Yes. I just wanted to taste myself before I slide down here and get these the rest of the way off. Yes, I do want you to fuck me, but you're not going to delay us further by having to go back to wardrobe. Pants over there. Here you go. Now, I'm going to put your cock in my mouth, something that I have been fucking dying to do since I saw you. See? My smart mouth is good for things other than being bitchy. And chastising you. Oh, I see. I like that. Push your hips further forward. Let your cock go deeper into my mouth. Slutty little mouth like a fleshlight. Please. Yes, I just said please. Don't make a thing of it. I need you inside of me right now. Oh, we really are cutting it close on time, and besides that, I have to feel you inside of me. Yeah. Right here, right now. I don't care. Mm-hmm. Okay. Here. I'm just going to bend over. Hey, don't come inside of me. I want that to be special when we do it. Come all over my ass instead. Get behind me. And don't worry. I want you to come whenever you're ready. You need to release all of that stress and tension. Oh, and I need to get fucking pounded. So do it. Push your cock inside of me and let me have it. Oh, that's it. That's it. Yes. Oh my god. Oh, your cock feels amazing. Yes. Oh, that's good. Grab my hips. Yeah, come on, fuck yourself harder into me. Make it hurt. I want it. I fucking want it. It feels good, doesn't it? My pussy gripping you and stroking you. Just begging you to let go and come. You'll be better for it. Do it. Let me come on your cock. Yeah. Your balls for you, and later I'll let you come inside this tight, wet little pussy. Yeah. Oh, that's it. Pull out and spray your hot load all over my ass. That's right, baby. Fuck me. Around here. Kiss me. Happier? Me? I'm much happier after a big orgasm like that. Wow. We should have quelled that fucking sexual tension a long time ago, but ooh, I'm so glad that we didn't. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, you're right. There's a little bathroom in there if you want to clean up. Wait. Stop being so jumpy and running away so quickly. I'm not a female tarantula. I'm not going to eat you. I'll do that after you come inside of me. It's a joke. Now, get cleaned up. And I'll make myself look presentable while you do. And then we are going to go kill this fucking scene. Go get drinks, dinner, and then you're going to come back to my room. I loved that. But there's something about the thought of having you come deep inside of me that makes me even hornier than I was before. Now get your cute butt in there and get ready. I know. You're welcome. I am a good acting coach, aren't I?